Cuomo says several regions of the state have had a lower rate of the virus than the hot spots of downstate and more transmission rates in Buffalo and the Albany area. The governor is setting a list of criteria for potential regional reopenings in the Rochester area, where he held his briefing, as well as the North Country, the Mohawk Valley, Central New York, and the Southern Tier. He says it's all based on epidemiological science, and it aims for holding the transmission rate of the virus to 1.1% or lower, so that the greater freedom of movement does not lead to the virus multiplying exponentially and causing another health crisis. He says New York is trying to learn from other countries like Italy and Singapore, where an initial reopening occurred too quickly and restarted spread of the disease.
You'd rather have a controlled start so you don't have to stop, right? And that's what you learn from the other countries. You reopen too fast, then you have to stop.
Regions that qualify for a limited reopening will first have to see the rate of infection decline for 14 days in a row. That's in accordance with CDC guidelines. In regions that have seen few cases so far, there needs to be less than 15 new cases and less than 5 new deaths in a 3-day rolling average. And there has to be fewer than 2 new COVID patients admitted to the hospital each day for every 100,000 residents. Also, there needs to be an adequate number of hospitals, and 30% of all hospital beds must be kept empty in case the virus resurges. All hospitals also need to have a 90-day supply of PPE, masks and gloves, at an amount to meet the highest level of COVID infections that a region experienced at its highest point so far. And there also needs to be enough testing, with the capability to provide 30 tests for every 100,000 residents, along with adequate contact tracing. Cuomo says meeting those goals for reopening will depend on local government officials and healthcare administrators working together.
Putting all of these new systems in place is an incredible task.
So far, the lack of adequate testing is the biggest obstacle for many of the regions to reopen. The reopenings, when they do occur, will be limited and happen in phases. The first businesses that can reopen are manufacturing and construction firms who can demonstrate that they can operate their businesses with social distancing and have enough masks and other protective gear for their employees. Also in that first phase, retail businesses that can limit sales to curbside pickup. The second phase includes professional services, retail stores, real estate, and rental leasing offices. The third phase would allow restaurants and hotels to reopen. And finally, if all of those reopenings do not lead to an increase in the spread of the virus, then concerts and art museums and schools could reopen. The governor says it won't be easy, and much will depend on the cooperation of individual New Yorkers.
By wearing the mask, by maintaining the social distancing, that's how we get through this. Everybody has a role to play here. There is no pointing fingers. Nobody's been here before. It's no one else's job. It's all of us together. And that's what has worked so well so far.
Cuomo says everyone should be wearing masks and practicing social distancing. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.